Hello.
Good afternoon, Angela. It's Aaron giving you a call.
Hiya.
How are you?
I'm good. You all right?
I'm very well. Thank you very much for asking. Just for data protection, Angela, can you confirm your address for me and date of birth, please?
Yeah, 2 Larkside Avenue, and it's 7175.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that. Obviously, in regards to our phone call the other day, obviously, I know it was a little bit rushed for myself and yourself as well, obviously getting home from work. But there was just a few little minor key points that I did miss off that unfortunately I have been audited on, and I do need to reiterate to you just so you understand all your legalities of from where you know your options that you have around the scheme. Mm-hmm. Even though you are quite adamant or was quite adamant to just be gone with ourselves, I do want to apologise for the unprofessionalism that I did use in skipping a few steps in order for us both to get home on time. But I do just want to reiterate to you that obviously alongside using ourselves, you do have an option of applying to the redress scheme yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you.
Mm-hmm.
You have another option of choosing a solicitor who participates in the Scottish Government legal fee scheme, where they are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you, and they are paid £2,000 plus VAT. So whether you are successful or not with that application, that solicitors or law firm will still get that government-funded money still addressed to themselves. And then also mm-hmm. the other option is obviously ourselves, which is a private legal representation, or the conditional fee agreement is what our agreements are. Mm-hmm. Just reiterating to you that obviously the small percentage that we take is 16% plus VAT of the redress payment at the end. So it is mm-hmm. a total of 19.2%.
Yeah.
So obviously, yeah, just wanted to reiterate mm-hmm. them little pointers to yourself. Just so obviously then my manager in itself mm-hmm. can then merge our two calls and I don't get a fail on my calls basically. But again, I do just want to reiterate my apologies mm-hmm. in skipping them a few steps. I know, obviously, as I explained,
right.
I was, you were quite adamant to use it, so I thought it wasn't necessary. But having a little bit of a chat to my manager, no, the points still do have to be addressed under any circumstances. So I do apologise.
Mm-hmm.
I've also sent you an email.
I apologise, it's fine.
But no, I really do understand your I really do appreciate your understanding and your cooperation, and I do obviously want to reiterate as well that we have sent off your application form to the Scottish Redress Scheme, and now we're just in the stage of waiting for a application number to come back. Normally it does take around about 2 to 3 weeks, but obviously I'll be sending chases after 14 days if we haven't heard anything and whatnot. But the minute we have received the application number, you'll receive an email and you'll receive a text as well.
Yeah. Now, just a question that I've got. You know, like you put in your subject access request to get the information on my history.
Yes.
I've got probably what they would have. So I don't know if that saves you time or if it pushes things through quicker or what. But I've got them here. I dug them out the other night. I was actually looking for my passport and I couldn't find it. And whilst I was hunting through, I came across it. Oh, when I left Care, I think it was, when I left the Care system, I think it was 1992 that I got this information from them. But it was actually, it was Strathclyde Regional Council at the time, so that doesn't exist anymore. But I asked them for copies of my panel reports. I don't know why. It was just because, like, it was stuff that they'd held, and I suppose back then you didn't have like data requests and things like that. So I just, at the time I was only young, and somebody had said, "Oh, you should get your panel reports, you know, so that you know what happened in your life when you're older." So I did, and I've got them, and like I say, I read through them the other night, and reading it, when I left Wallacewell, I left under a cloud because this Stuart guy that done the thing. Earlier on in that evening, he was making pancakes and he was using a whisk to, you know, make the pancakes.
Yeah.
And he made a comment like, something like, "I've not used my wrist this much since my last wife left me." And one of the other male workers laughed about it. But me and some of the girls were quite disgusted. And it was like, "Oh, you're a pervert," and all that. And I think that's what kind of caused me to be kicked out of that home. Because when he said that, and then when he done the restrained thing, I was kicking off about it, and I was telling him that he was a pervert. And I think that was what kind of got me, took out of that home and put into the next place that I went to, which I think is, it's nothing's written about him specifically, but you can see that my behaviour for the couple of days leading up to me being moved from Wallacewell, that my behaviour changed. And I think that's a good indication of how it affected me, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Well,
so I've got that, and it.
Yeah, no, of course. No, sorry, yeah. Do you know what? There's a little 2-second delay with our responses, so I do apologise. I don't mean to interrupt you in any way. It is a very big piece of evidence, and obviously the behavioural change in itself will support you in the witness statements, because obviously putting the dots together will certainly match up reasons as to why you left there, reasons as to what was going on behind the scenes. Another big question mark as to why it's not been reported on these records that you have, but also you have the answer for that. So what I will do, as said in our phone call on Monday or Tuesday, I think it was, is I will have a chat to one of my team members in the investigations team or department, and see whether obviously we should get them records from yourself via post, maybe, or if obviously we should.
Yeah. I can get them photocopied at work, and I can send you the copy. Or do you need the original?
No, the original or the photocopy, it doesn't matter, either or. But yeah, I'll be able to advise you of what would be best to obtain from one of my colleagues. I'll definitely get back to you with that. Or I'll just send you a quick email, because I know that you work obviously till 4:30, so I'll even send you an email if it's easier.
Yeah. Right, okay, yeah, that's fine, no problem.
Okay, perfect, Angela. Well, once again, thank you very much for your understanding with my previous phone call. I do apologise again for the slight unprofessionalism.
I kind of know about these things, and they always say it on, adverts and things like that, that you don't need to use us, you can direct, and that applies to a lot of things, doesn't it? So.
Yeah.
I never thought about doing it until I seen the advert. So whether I win or lose, it doesn't really make any difference to me, does it, really?
Yeah, no.
It's just good to get it acknowledged. So.
Yeah, of course. Well, as obviously...
But it just makes you think that, I could have... go on.
No, sorry. Go on, Angela. What was you saying? I do apologise.
No, I'm losing my train of thought. It's a bit weird with the delay.
I do apologise. But yeah, just obviously to reiterate to yourself, as you've just mentioned there, we are a no-win, no-feed law firm. So obviously if, for whatever reason, your case was unsuccessful, then obviously nothing will come out of any payments from yourself or from yourself. That's just obviously the small percentage that we take is only to cover the time and effort spent on your case, but like you just said there, most things out there, you can do it yourself, you can get the help of somebody else, so it is kind of common self and self-explanatory, but obviously with this being a recorded call, I do have to obviously disclose them options to you anyway.
Right, yeah. No, that's fine. Like I say, I think that, the fact that I've managed to keep these panel reports for all these years and never ever thought for a minute that I would need them or refer back to them, I just stored them away and forgot about them, but I think that they'll be really good for evidence.
Yeah, no, of course. Well, I will get back to you 100%, definitely before Friday, in terms of whether we should obtain our own records and see what can be released, or... see if we can get a copy or the original from yourself, and I'll liaise that back to you.
Yeah. All right. No worries. Well, thanks for phoning, and don't worry about it. We'll just continue as we were.
Perfect, Angela. Thank you very much for your cooperation and your understanding, and I hope you have a wonderful evening.
You too. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Angela. Bye now. Bye-bye.